To use prostaglandins in dairy cows, we usually do not synchronize an entire herd, but rather wait till a cow is over the voluntary waiting period and then give small groups of cows injections of prostaglandin. For example, on every Monday, we may assign a group of cows to receive prostaglandin, but this will only be a small group of cows in the herd. In giving the injection on Monday, we hopefully can limit heat detection to the next 4 days. If you look carefully at this chart, we have a magic herd of cows in where we have 21 cows with one cow on each day of the estrus cycle. Therefore, cows on days 0 through 6 will not respond to the prostaglandin. The cow on day 7 may or may not, and the cows on days 8 through 16 of the estrus cycle will respond to the prostaglandin by coming into estrus. Cows on days 17 through 20 will not respond to the prostaglandin, but they will come in heat regardless. So that we can see in this random cycling group of cows, only 13 out of the 21 should come into estrus, and only 9 of 21 actually respond to the prostaglandin. We could palpate for the presence of the corpus luteum, but our sensitivity is not that good and is probably not cost-beneficial to palpate for the presence of the corpus luteum. Using this system, the tightness of the synchrony of those cows responding to the prostaglandin will also not be good because of the different stages of follicular growth. The tightness of estrus synchrony is not good, then time breeding will probably not work very well. If we do time breed, let's look at the numbers. Only about 14 out of the 21 cows will actually come into estrus, and with about a 50% conception rate, that leaves only about 7 cows becoming pregnant, which is only about a 30% conception rate, which is not usually very acceptable.